Hi, my name is Ophélie, and you're listening to the Mama Activist Podcast, a podcast where we explore topics ranging from social justice, culture, politics, and news through deep conversation with myself, activists, humanitarians, and everyday people trying to make a difference. It's a space where we are willing to learn, grow, and be challenged collectively while highlighting activists doing amazing things in the world. From hearing new perspectives to learning new things, we are pushing for a better world, fighting for our liberation and reclaiming our power. So tune in and be a part of the movement. Individuals cannot thrive without community. I don't believe so. I believe that we need the protective care of the community to achieve goals and aspirations, especially in the context of activism. There is only so much we can achieve on our own, but with people around us, sharing same values and goals, we could go so much farther. Me, without my community, I am nothing, especially as a single mom activist. It's beneficial for me and my daughter to enjoy community care and to have it in our lives. If I am not well and if I feel like I need more support, I can neither do my activism or be a mom. My community is behind me when I walk, when I need rest, when I need help with my daughter and with myself. It takes a village to raise a kid, and I also believe that it takes a village to make change. So now, community, what does that mean? A lot of people describe community as like a group of people with a common characteristic or interests living together within a large society. And even though that does give a brief, not deep definition of what community is, it is about that togetherness. For me, it's about that togetherness. Community is also about sharing values, identifying with people, and, you know, feeling safe with the people around you. Community is like having a soul family. It feels like being with family, but is healthier because the people around you that form your community is people that you choose. Is your chosen family. And because community is so important to me, something that is also very important for me is community living. So now, what is community living? Imagine living with your community 24 hours non-stop. This is what community living is. But like, it's not like you are making your neighborhood your community by default. So, you know, the thing that you share together in this context is just living in the same area, and this is where you became a community. No, it's not what community living is, although it could be. But the kind of community living I'm talking about is a community in which you are actively participating in community with whom you share the same values, interests, a community that feels like a soul farm that makes you feel truly safe, you know, a community that you choose the community that you choose and you are living with them. And you're intentionally creating a safe space where you can all live together, create together, bloom together, share together, you know, share everything together. Community living is also about sharing resources, time, collectively looking after the people in the community, like the children. And it's a healing way to live together, to flourish together as a whole, like with people that we feel that sense of community. And, you know, community is also different from house sharing for me, because, you know, in community, you are actively participating in creating that safe space, in maintaining that sense of community. But, you know, with house share, it's just like you live with people, can be random people that you've never known before, but when you decided to live there, your priority was not into living with people, with particular type of people. It was just having that room, having that space. So it's more focused on the space rather than the people. And, you know, people, some people are lucky enough to then create community with the people that they were originally just sharing house with, but not everybody is that lucky. And I think that intentionally creating those communities is just different because, you know, you... like you as a whole, you decided to do this together, so everybody is having the same vision, is putting the same energy towards creating, giving life to that vision. So it creates something more beautiful when it's intentionally done. Sorry. So yeah, for me, community living and house share is totally different. And my experiences of house sharing is nothing like the experiences of community living I had. Nothing was similar, and you know, I lived with some of my friends as well for a couple of years when I was in uni. I had a house share made of 4 people, and out of the 4 people, 3 of us, you know, we decided to live in that house together. But same is not the same because we were still focused more on ourselves, you know. It's more to do with like having each our own space, but still being with people, you know. It wasn't so much about creating something, about creating a safe space for all of us. So there was a lot of division, separation within our house share, even though most of us were friends and we became friends with the other person who was living with us. But in community living, the community living experiences that I've had, it was always to do with, you know, us actively creating something, is us like actively creating a family, you know, because I did mention that for me, community is almost like having a soul family. So to have people that makes you feel safe, seen, loved, that gives you joy, you know, it's all about this. And so in the community living that I've experienced, there was always that part where we were actively giving and creating that. While in the house share, I was always more focused on myself than in other people. And I think this says a lot about one of the true essence of community is togetherness, you know. It's putting the whole's community interest over your own, is understanding that we are in this all together, that we are stronger together, and hence we should maintain that togetherness, but also, you know, care for it, make sure it's thriving, make sure it's going well. And this is what community is about, is also actively participating in creating that space. And I remember one of the community I lived in, I moved in with those beautiful women who are some of my best friends now. But at the time, at the beginning, I wasn't really aware of what a community is and what a community requires from people. And, you know, I thought that they looked cool, so I wasn't really giving. I was taking a lot from it, but I wasn't giving, and there was an imbalance. And one of my friends came to me and told me about that imbalance, and how she reminded me, she taught me of how community works, because community is not just being like... what's the word I'm looking for? It's not just doing nothing. Is like the opposite of being active, being passive. Sorry, it's not about being passive. It's about being active, and not active in a way that feels draining or that feels... I mean, it doesn't always feel nice, and it doesn't always feel like things that you will do, you know, just by choice. Sometimes you have to do other things for the community. But you still agree with it to some reason because you are doing it for the community, if it makes sense. Yes, it's what I mean to say is that it's really the whole versus the versus the self, like versus living individuality versus individualistic ways of living, sorry. It's really understanding that we are stronger together. And if there is one thing that the West, like, expect us to do, is to be self-centered, to always put ourselves first, to always worry about ourselves first, and to always worry in general, you know. So I think that having community living in a society that pushes you to be individualistic is a revolution in itself, and is a way to rebel against capitalism, imperialism, racism. It's a way to, like, reclaim some of our power, to reclaim our joy, to, you know, be together and embrace that togetherness. It really gives a better sense of identity for one person. And, you know, in, like, some African culture, most of the African culture, this sense of community is so natural, is something that is very important. There is this African proverb, Ubuntu, which means I am because you are. It's, again, talking about that togetherness, that, you know, without you, I am nothing. So there is real beauty in community, and living in community, it creates something good, because you're intentionally putting energy into something, and as a whole, you can make it beautiful, especially in the context of activism. I, as an advocate, my whole life is my work. I constantly fight. I constantly question the thing I do, even the thing I eat. You know, I'm like, you know, what am I doing? Is this contributing to something? Like, I have to constantly question myself and go on this path of, like, learning and unlearning. And to do this as a collective is even better. And there is ways of living that we have inherited from capitalism as well, from this, like, oppression of always being overproductive. And I think that living in community gives you really the freedom to, especially when you're living with people who are also on this path of liberation, it's helping you walk on it in a more joyful way. You build up more resilience, but you have more support as well, like, you know. I also believe that people are a reflection of each other, so it's nice to, when you do that, you, when you take that journey together, you have other people reflecting that journey as well. But yeah, so for me, there's so much beauty in community living. It's needed in the activist world. Like, we need more of the spaces that will allow us to go for longer, because when it comes to community care, for example, community care that is very present in community living is part of the whole, you know, like, everyone could benefit from community care as we continue to navigate this world. Community is sharing resources, time, collectively looking after the children in the community, people in the community, but also about yourself. You know, community care is about healing, flourishing together as a whole. So we flourish together, we heal together. And as we continue to navigate through white supremacy, it's important that we practice more care as a community through community living, and that we, like, collective trauma is not a joke. And it can also be very traumatic to live in a very individualistic way, where you just look after yourself. You're disconnected from other people. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for anyone. So, you know, community care is what is going to help us go further in our advocacy journey, because it's going to allow us to have the support we need, to be surrounded by the people that we want to live with, that are building this world with us. We are actively doing it, creating the reality that we want in an environment that gives you the support as well. That's the beauty about community living. You decide, you pick the people you live with, but you can also pick the environment in which you want to live in. So when was the first time that I personally experienced community living? Well, it was in 2020. 2020 was a big year for me personally and professionally as well in my work and in my private life. I was introduced to so much thing. I experienced so many new things. I did so much. But that was also the year that I first experienced community living. And it was actually in the UK, in London. It was actually the end of 2019, beginning of 2020. I moved to London, North London Manor House, the warehouse community. So basically the warehouse community is a couple of warehouses that were turned, like old factories that were turned into those huge sharing spaces where people can live. It's like creative houses, but made for living in, like, collectively living, community living. Because, like, in my warehouse, we were 12. The warehouse was huge. It was a couple of creatives living together. And it was really, like, it was a community. So I talked about the differences between house sharing and community living for me. And one of the first things that I noticed, and this is when I knew this was going to be different, is that prior to me moving into the warehouse, I actually had to meet everyone. I had to meet every single one of the people living there. And at the time, I was like, oh, actually, this is cool. And now when it comes to community, I understand that this is actually necessary, getting to know the people you decide to live with, making sure that, you know, you vibe along, like, you get on well, that you can live together, not only live together, but you can do things together, you can create together, you can do events together. And, you know, one of the first things that they mentioned when I moved in is how they use the space to create events to raise money for different causes. And, you know, for me it was perfect because the space was huge. I just came from Greece. I wanted to spend some time in London. So, you know, you are telling me that not only I can live collectively, but we can also use our space to raise money for different causes. So, like, I was like, yes, you know. And everyone in the warehouse was very cool. I got along with almost everyone, with everyone, but with others, you know, we just spoke less. But, like, the vibe, the general vibe was... It was just a vibe, you know. We always had, like, every Sunday we would have, like, meetings together. You know, we would always make sure that we eat together. And the times where people noticed that we weren't together, they made sure that we would come together, do things together. We had, like, routines together. Like, some of us would do sport in the morning. Like, I remember one summer, I lived there for about 8 months, actually, but through the 8 months, I experienced summer there and the beginning of COVID. But yes, we wanted to try raw food. So three of us in the warehouse decided to just do raw food for a week. And if it wasn't for the people living with me, their motivation, I wouldn't have done it. If it wasn't for the community around me supporting me to do this, because we are doing this together, I wouldn't have done it by myself. And this is what community living does. This is what living with your community feels like. It feels like being able to eat raw food for a week because you had people supporting you. And this is just... but a bare example. And this example might mean nothing to you, but for me, you know, it really speaks about that support from others that helps you achieve your goals in the way that, because you're actively participating in that community, you will make sure that other people do the same. So, you know, as a whole, you are winning, you're looking after the needs of everyone. And yes, now that was what we were trying and attempted to do in that warehouse in Overbury Road in London. It was my first experience of living in a community. And even though I still had a lot to learn as an individual, living collectively, to start the journey of community living through that experience was a beautiful way to do so. And after this, my second experience was in, it was in a permaculture community practicing nonviolence communication in a small village in Greece, 40 minutes from Athens. And that was also another experience. It was different because, you know, it was the there was an element of the environment that was different. Yes, you know, it was not only us sharing a beautiful space, but it was us sharing a beautiful space in a particular environment, which was in nature. Being with people who share the same values and the same interests, so also believe in their connection with nature, who are also willing to be part of a community that is actively looking after nature or doing more natural things, healthier things. So permaculture is all about reusing, like, the resources that we already have to create more, you know, is about, it's like another way to do farming that reconnects you with nature in a way, and that allows you to use less things but use more of what you have, and create more with this. Like, to be honest, this is the first time that I got introduced to permaculture. Before, my idea of it was very, like, I guess, like, I wasn't, in terms of, like, environmental issues and environmental solutions to those issues, I wasn't really aware of, like, things happening. And permaculture is a solution to the harmful modern farming system that we have. So to go and live in this community, I learned so much. I learned more about living in a community of like-minded people, but also having that big aspect of, like, nature, like having a part in a particular environment, in an environment which made a big difference and who had an impact on the community as well. And experiencing this while being in Greece as well, it was just before I went to Lesbos. It gave me motivation, you know. It really allowed me to go deep within myself and really, like, think about my values and why is it that I value community so much, you know, why, what kind of community I want to be part of, what is community for me, and who feels like community for me as well. And then after experiencing community living for a second time, I went to Lesbos, where I worked with asylum seekers and refugees, black asylum seekers and black refugees. I work in supporting them, in documenting their situation, and that element of community was also there. And wherever I was living, I was trying to open up my own space to my community, but I think that experiencing community living before going to support my community was, it helped me in ways that I am still discovering today. So for me, as a single mother, as an activist, community is very important. It has helped me numerous times. It has opened door for me. Like, the first time that I did an episode about my journey of decolonizing my own hair and of how living in those systemic race in this system of systemic racism, where systemic racism is present, sorry, and this constant of oppression, it made me hate my hair for so long. So it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I had the courage to take my braids out in front of my white friend, and it happened in community living. This is the only space I felt safe to do that. And it's so important to be in spaces where we feel safe, you know, where we feel comfortable, where we feel seen, where we feel respected, where we truly feel safe, you know, safe to be ourselves, safe to do the thing we want, to have the things that we want. And this is what you can get through community living. You can create those spaces with other people. You can build together, you know, you can share together. And I think that when it comes to activism and to us fighting daily, constantly through every action that we do to disrupt an oppressive system that is oppressing so many things, oppressing everyone almost, and that is also destroying our nature, it is our duty to create a world that doesn't have those issues. Like, what are you fighting for? You're fighting for the end of that suffering. So what is the opposite of this? And this is what we can do as well as activists, is creating that other ways, you know, that's the solution. And when it comes to individualistic, to like an individualistic society, sorry, to capitalism, to suffering, to separation, division between people, I think that, you know, community living, community care, community in general can help in so many different ways. You know, it's time we recognize that we are in this together. This separates, this separation that we have between us, it's capitalism, it's, you know, separating us makes them stronger. Them, who are they? They are the people who are, who have their hands on everything. They are people who have power and who do not care about you or me, who are all only looking after their own self-interest, their own self-well-being, and who are killing thousands of people and who are causing so much suffering, who are neglecting people, is the people at which hand people are dying. And that's it for today, guys. Anyway, I hope that that gave you a bit of an understanding of what community living is, how it can help you, and how it helped me. I will see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.